Continuing with our emphasis here this Lenten season on developing our prayer lives, trying to be able to be more consistent in prayer and to more deeply encounter the Lord when we seek Him in prayer. So we talked about why to pray, and last week spoke a little bit about how we might pray. Remember, there's no one method, right? It's about a relationship. Speaking with the one who knows us and loves us, sharing our hearts with Him. But some people do want more structure than that. They ask for it. And so I'm going to talk a little bit about what do we pray about? What are the main themes of prayer? The Catechism speaks of this, the different forms of prayer it speaks of. There aren't different methods or expressions of prayer. It does share some of those, but this is the major themes. And I would like to make it as simple as possible using an acronym that should be easy to memorize. Many of you already know this. It's ACTS, like the Acts of the Apostles, A-C-T-S. So this is a way that you could structure your prayer. A is for adoration, C for contrition, T is thanksgiving, S is supplication. So just spend a few minutes explaining what each of these forms of prayer, these themes of our prayer are, and something you could easily apply in your own prayer life. So adoration, the Catechism reminds us, is the most basic and the first attitude of prayer. Right, we kneel during Mass to demonstrate adoration. Adoration is us saying that God is great, and in comparison, we are little. We are small. Right, adoration is fixing our attention upon Him and recognizing Him for who He is. So it's very related to the prayer of blessing and the prayer of praise. Might sound weird, but in this prayer, we're telling God how good He is. Okay? Why would we do that? Does God need us to tell Him how good He is so that He can feel good about Himself? No, He does not need it. We do it for our sake, so that we can remember who He is and in whose presence we stand. So the prayer of praise is that which recognizes most immediately that God is God. So God, You are good, You are faithful, You are just, You are merciful, You are loving. Right, these words of praise, right, these words of recognition of who God is are a way that we adore Him. We see Him as He is. And in that light, we begin to see ourselves as we are. Note that we praise Him for who He is, not just for what He does. Okay? Note the difference between these things. My mom is here. Mom, I love you. You make delicious cookies. Okay? That is a true statement. Okay? But how different it is when I say, Mom, I love you. You're always so wise and so caring and so joyful. Right? So we praise God for who He is, not just for what He does for us. That'll come later in the prayer of thanksgiving. We see this in the Mass. The Gloria is a great hymn of praise. We praise You, we bless You, we adore You, we glorify You. Now the Catechism reminds us that we are never greater than when we freely and devoutly kneel down before God. Right? Humbling ourselves before the Lord is how we are exalted. Jesus taught this many times. We are never more truly alive or who we are meant to be than when we are adoring the Lord. Now, many of us find this prayer of praise challenging. So some people find music, right, songs of praise, to be very helpful to lift the spirit into that attitude of praise and adoration. Okay, so A is for adoration and praise. The C is for contrition. Contrition is that authentic sorrow for our sins, acknowledging our fault before the Lord. When we do that, right, who do we acknowledge our faults in front of, right? The random person on the street? No, only people that we trust, only people that we're willing to be vulnerable with, right? So it shows our faith and our trust in the Lord. It also demonstrates that we think that He can help us, right? That He can help us change, right? So this prayer of contrition is also helping us connect the dots, that as we do this during prayer, we realize that my daily words and actions and thoughts relate directly and immediately to Him. These aren't separate realities, right? We can't hide from the Lord. Everything we do is done in His presence. So that prayer of contrition, that seeking His pardon for our sins, is an act of recognition of that, and an act of humility, and an act of asking for His help. Many people pray a daily act of contrition, or do a daily examination of conscience. Very, very beautiful and helpful practices for our growth in faith. C is for contrition. The T is for thanksgiving. Right, and thanksgiving, the Catechism says, characterizes the prayer of the Church. Right, our highest form of prayer is the Eucharist, and that word Eucharist means thanksgiving in Greek. So when we're doing prayers of thanks, right, acknowledging something that we have received, something that we have, acknowledging it as good, we're recognizing the origin of all that is good, that it comes from God. Now, St. Paul reminds us to give thanks in all circumstances. Okay, so it's easy to give thanks in the circumstances that we immediately find pleasurable, good, worthwhile, helpful. But what about those circumstances that we perceive to be bad or negative? Give thanks in all circumstances, he says. So one of the most transformative spiritual practices in my life is when someone taught me to do what I would call a litany of thanksgiving. So just take a rosary with all its beads, and instead of praying a Hail Mary, with each bead I just say thank you to God for something, for a person in my life, for something I've received, for an opportunity I have, whatever it might be. Okay? So you're saying 50 plus things in the matter of a few minutes to the Lord that you're grateful for. And I always, at least one of those decades, I was taught to think about the things that you're struggling with, that are challenges in your life, and say thank you to God for them. At first I was very hesitant to do this, but after doing it, I realized how transformative that was in terms of my perspective about these things, my recognition or awareness that God is present in the midst of them, and that He's leading it all towards some greater good. Give thanks in all circumstances. So the T is for thanksgiving. The S in acts is for supplication. You know, that's a word that we never use, but anyway, supplications mean asking for stuff. We ask for things for ourselves. We ask for things for others. The prayer of intercession. Right? So this is where we bring to the Lord our fears, our struggles, our desires, our hopes, our aspirations, right? The things that the heart is longing for. So we pray for ourselves, we pray for the needs of others, pray for whatever is on our minds, right? I think many of us are used to doing this. This is maybe a form of prayer that is more natural. What we're doing is that we're showing that we believe that God is interested in our lives. We're showing that we think He cares about us and the things that concern us. Okay? So our Father does want us to ask, even though He knows before we express it what we long for and what we ask, He wants us to ask because it demonstrates trust and faith. So acts, adoration, contrition, thanksgiving, and supplication. You can just take that as the format of your prayer time. If you set aside 15 minutes for prayer, you can just begin by adoring and praising the Lord in whatever words you're able. Move into that prayer of contrition and sorrow for our sins, and thank Him for His goodness, the blessings you have received from Him, and the challenges that you're going through. And then your time of intercession for others and praying for your own needs. You'll find that you never run out of something to say to the Lord. If you're the kind of person like, I don't know what I would do with 15 minutes of silence with God, or I don't know what I would do with an hour. Well, just use this as your format and you'll never run out of things to talk to the Lord about. Wanted to mention as well that when the disciples asked Jesus how to pray, He gave them the Our Father. So this is our great model of prayer. We will see these different forms of prayer in it. For example, Father is a great recognition and praise of who God is. And then later when we say, Your will be done, remember, this is the attitude with which all of our supplication, all of our intercession and prayers for ourselves is lifted up. Because we trust that God knows what He's doing. We want His will, not our will. So praying the Our Father is always a good model as well, or structure for your prayer. And finally, the Eucharist, which is our highest form of prayer, contains and expresses all of these other forms of prayer within it. So I mentioned the prayer of praise. We lift up in the Gloria, for example. And we pray many prayers of adoration. So I mentioned why we kneel. And when we have that silence, when the sacred host is raised up, is elevated, right? Jesus is present, and we silently adore Him. In the depths of our hearts, we express our love for Him. Contrition, we begin every Mass with the penitential rite, humbly acknowledging our sins before the Lord. Thanksgiving, the whole thing that we do is thanksgiving, right? Is an act of gratitude for God, what He has done for us in sending His only Son and giving us the Eucharist, the body and blood of Jesus. And supplication, right? We have our intercessory prayers. Even included in the Eucharistic prayer, we pray for the church and the world and those who are suffering and those who have gone before us, our beloved dead. Right? So all of these forms of prayer are present in the highest form of prayer that we have, the Mass. And so, never fail, right, to come and to give God His due here at Holy Mass. It's a very simple format for you, those who desire it. Helps us to make sure we're covering kind of all of these different avenues or forms of prayer. Adoration, contrition, thanksgiving, and supplication.